Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, LA? What's up, New York? Particularly Brooklyn, some of the Bronx, Queens. What's up, world? Period. Now, usually, I give you all a SmackDown Live review. And right now, that's exactly what I'm going to do. So, folks, yes, you. Folks in the truck, actually, no, that's too good for you. Monkeys in the truck? Oh, you're not responding now? All right, Fugazi's in the truck. How you doing? I got a response? What's wrong with you? Just hit the music. Gentlemen, before I go over the differences between SmackDown Live and current Monday Night Raw, I will be reviewing what transpired on SmackDown Live. Okay. Carmella and Ellsworth came out originally, you know, discussing Natalya's match with her or whatever. So then Kevin Owens basically interrupts Ellsworth and Carmella. Starts, you know, giving low blows, verbal low blows out to Shane McMahon, saying, you know, the world would have been much better off if you would have died in that helicopter crash. That Shane McMahon was nothing more than a glorified attention whore. I think it's brilliant. I think it grabbed the audience in and it, you know, created this humongous feud, this boiling festering physical feud between Shane and KO. And, you know, this is funny, you know, Kevin Owens has always been the type to draw an audience in, whether he's playing the role of heel or babyface, it doesn't matter. To me, if you can mic as good as Kevin Owens or CM Punk or anybody that can pick up a microphone and make things work and get the crowd going, you're a damn good person, in my opinion. And I give that whole entire segment, even in the back with Daniel Bryan and KO. SmackDown Live has it going on. Not being biased, but that's just from that one segment, okay? Moving forward, then you do actually see Natalya, Carmella. Carmella had a little foul-up with James Ellsworth. Ellsworth tosses in the briefcase at the wrong time, thinking Carmella was going to cash it in. Well, Natty was down and out. Natty ended up taking advantage, and Carmella got pissed at Ellsworth. Don't really care for the ending of that match, but it was pretty funny just to see the result. I tell you, speaking of hilarity, Dolph Ziggler has always been known to be an outspoken kind of guy in WWE. So, you know, he's drawing the crowd in by doing this little shtick of, let's bring out old WWE gimmick, let's bring out current WWE. You know, he brought out Naomi's hair for his glow hair, and I gotta say, I give Dolph credit, but it really didn't serve any purpose. The crowd didn't really go for what he was going for. Then you see the next match. I'm speeding things along because I challenged myself to do this all within an hour. I know I'm crazy, Carla. Thank you for mentioning that. And by the way, if you're in LA and you're not, you know, really paying attention, I am going over SmackDown Live, you goofball. I love you to death, Carla. Thanks for listening. That's awesome. You listened to our show yesterday? Be sure to listen next week, too. Carla from... Okay, you're from Bakersfield? Okay, that's cool. Anyways, folks, I'm sorry I'm getting sidetracked answering questions on Instagram. That's wrestle_radio. Seems to be the most popular hub for questions. If you're intrigued, it's btrain05000 at Instagram. Make sure you... So, Aiden English versus Sami Zayn. Now, most people would think Zayn would easily win this match, but not really. So Sami Zayn got caught by surprise. I know, again, a heel winning clean, no matter, to me, is a victory. It's a show. It's not a pay-per-view, so why even bother? It doesn't matter. Shouldn't matter. Oh, and speaking of which, got to mention this earlier in the review. Seeing as how JBL stepped down to do wonderful charity work, Corey Graves is now taking double duty as the announcer for SmackDown Live and WWE Raw, which in turn bumped Nigel McGuinness to 205 Live, which I will get to later on, ladies and gents. Okay, so prior to what happened at the beginning of the show, Shane McMahon, the commissioner of SmackDown Live, has now been, you know, brought to the ring by Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan says he was asked by the chairman himself to suspend Shane McMahon. Okay? I think this is a great fucking build. I don't know about you, but I love it. Now, you know, this is before SmackDown Live's pay-per-view, Hell in a Cell. Baron Corbin goes one-on-one with Ty Dillinger. This match, I'm not, like I said, I am not a big fan of Baron Corbin. He seems to be bland. You know, he took a cheap shot. I don't care. You know, that's the stereotypical heel. What they'll do in a match to win. Honestly, he's a performer, but he's not entertaining. Am I talking about him? Does that mean he's a good... If I'm talking about him, does that make him somewhat great? No. It just means he's credible in the fact that he's in the E. He wins because he got End of Days. I don't really fucking care. That match was so bad. It wasn't, you know... Okay, Ty Dillinger, I don't know what they're doing, but maybe I should just wait until the perfect 10 gets a pinfall, which he has, but it's been in NXT and it's not been on main so far. All right, so moving on to the main event, Randy Orton versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a number one contenders match. This match is what certain fans say is a dream match. I say, you know, they did a wonderful job. The ebb and flow of the match was decent. You had Randy taking control some of the match, and then it shifted back over to Nakamura. So, if I were to use wrestling terminologies, I know it would piss most of the fucking wrestling world off. According to this match, there was a good amount of heat with Randy and Shinsuke. Randy going back to old school Randy, somewhat, you know, throwing Nakamura over the announce table. And I think that Shinsuke Nakamura, if you're asking this question, why are they wasting time with him? Okay, guys, look. Sometimes you try out an experiment, it works. And sometimes it, you know, it doesn't pay off. So if you're asking, will he defeat Jinder Mahal to, you know, creative and what they decide. So, all right, folks. That concludes the SmackDown Live review. And I believe that there comes a point in time when, you know, during Off the Rails Uncensored, I can answer questions. And I got to answer some of your questions from yesterday. I'm not going to tell you the name of somebody that basically asked why they should be on a podcast. We're not the fucking plague. So my answer to you is, not, I don't reveal names because why? Doing that would create more drama. And more drama is just what Betray needs, right? Sometimes some people may observe that you got yourself into it. Yeah, of course I take dives, right? Of course I go on road trips with friends. But this isn't about me, guys. I'm going to talk to you right here, right now, the next 48 minutes, dive into the brain and insights and opinions, enter at your own risk. Off the Rails Uncensored kicks off right about in 5, 7, 9, 18, 24. Ah, fuck it. Let's just hit the music, man. The cost of personality. I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of personality. Okay, so as usual, let's go with the theme here, right? SmackDown Live versus Raw versus the indie scene. Part 2. Of course, WWE is the most noted public eye. You know, everyone on and their mother watches Monday Night Raw, right? Not so much. However, studies have recently shown that SmackDown Live and Monday Night Raw do exceedingly well based on the facts that Hulu replays, you know, shorter versions of it. So that's why ratings TV-wise, from a TV perspective, watching TV-watching-wise, SmackDown Live, Monday Night Raw do really, really well. And why is that? Finally, this, you know, the story builds are looking better. Yeah. John Cena, Roman Reigns, I know people hate that fucking between the two gentlemen. But if they didn't have that, then, okay, so you're going to turn your attention to an injured Samoa Joe. So, Raw, what is the difference? What are the differences between SmackDown Live, Monday Night Raw, and the indie scene? So, I've got stuff listed out here. The indie scene features an array of companies like Ring of Honor, PWG, Evolve, The Wrestling Revolver, Lucha Underground wouldn't be considered independent. But CZW, you know, they're like, what is the difference? Well, the indies develop stars. Stars get developed in the indies to be basically farmed by WWE. The WWE is like the major leagues, even NXT. Now, I know a lot of people that say, well, the NXT is my version of watching the indies. Okay, that's their version of watching independent wrestling. However, that's not. I would say Monster Fact, NWL. You look at old wrestling, like Dory Funk's company. You look at House of Glory. There are lots of promotions out there that try to emulate other promotions. That's fine. Imitation is the cheapest form of flattery when it comes to doing so. So what is the difference between a Ring of Honor guy and a WWE guy? It's the stupidest question that ever gets asked in pro wrestling, in my opinion. And that is, what is the difference between a Lucha Underground, and they're not even independents, but some people consider them to be? Why? Because they run at a different time frame than WWE, and then all of a sudden, you know, you don't see people like Sexy Star or Johnny Mundo or Son of Havoc, for that matter. There's a lot of people that come through Lucha Underground that have been through WWE system. But what is the difference? Is it the product? Is it the quality of the product? Is it the TV ratings? Is it the TV station? Say a lot of wrestlers, should I say not people, a lot of wrestling fans have the bad habit of saying, man, this is pure wrestling. This is da-da-da-da-da. Do not fucking lie to yourself and say you wouldn't want to be in WWE. Well, I wouldn't want to be in WWE. I don't know what they'd do with me. How fucking dumb is that? To quote the awesome Lewis Black. That's like saying you don't want to work for a company because of the way it's structured. That's your choice. Everybody has fucking choices in wrestling. Do you think that Kevin Owens, after how many years of being in the business, said, fuck it, I'm just going to throw in the towel because Vince doesn't want me or Triple H doesn't see need for me? No. I'm supposed to be going over differences, yes, and I shoot all over the place, topic-wise, you pervs. Here's the thing. Monday Night Raw has been around since when? 1993? I'm going to look on this computer here. How long has Ring of Honor been around? And well, you know, they are, comparatively speaking, number two or number three ranked company in the world. They've been under some good direction. So while I'm looking on the computer, give me a second, folks. Pause for station identification.
Bullet Club 4441.
Thanks, guys, for playing Bullet Club theme and giving my hopes up. Nice work, jackasses. Anyways, okay, so Ring of Honor, let's start with them. It was founded, privately owned by Rob Feinstein in 2004. So 2004 to 2011 being sold to Sinclair. This promotion, Ring of Honor, has produced guys like, I don't know, Donovan Dijak, or guys like Sami Zayn, or Kevin Owens, or CM Punk. Even Eddie Guerrero came to Ring of Honor. So there's companies that have spawned themselves after this. There's Code of Honor, there's Women of Honor. There's super shows that they do with New Japan, which is a company I failed to mention, that has Kenny Omega. Some of the big names, not just Kenny Omega, but Okada, the Young Bucks. A lot of names that came to Japan and they saw what they wanted and they just struck. Cody Rhodes. That name sounds familiar now, doesn't it? Because he was once a part of World Wrestling Entertainment. But I'm not going to touch on somebody's biopic. Okay. Okay. So now that I took time to look up Ring of Honor, and I'm not going to just dismiss it, because actually one of the great people who came from there is not well known by a lot of folks, but it's well known in the wrestling community. Brutal Bob Evans came from Ring of Honor. He's nothing but nice things to say about all these companies, because he's, like you said, he's well connected. So what are the differences between all of these companies? Okay, the Wrestling Revolver doesn't just run out of Iowa. They did a show in Orlando during WrestleMania week at WrestleCon. And I can tell you, guys like Mr. Cobb, guys like Ethan Page, Darby Allin, who's one of my favorite guys in the world, because the guy is a crazy motherfucker. He will do literally anything. What's the difference between that and WWE? Well, some of you are saying, well, the WWE has the cruiserweight division, which was not interesting until either Austin Aries, and you're going to hate me for saying this, or Enzo Amore waltzed his happy ass into the division. What are the differences between Raw, SmackDown Live, Ring of Honor, New Japan, PWG, Evolve? Okay, Evolve's got Matthew Riddle, Keith Lee, more names. Oh, yes, they did at one point. What? Ring of Honor basically had Adam Cole, Bobby Fish, and the woman, Kyle O'Reilly. So, eventually, this is just my opinion and insight. I'm sure there's, several debates steaming right now, waiting to just flood the inbox of Wrestle Radio and also B-Train 05000 on Instagram. But until that happens, here's what I'm going to tell you. The subtle differences between all of those companies that I just mentioned, one is mainstream, and it's very well known. And it all depends on the graphic region through which it goes through. If the WWE goes through the East Coast, that's easy sellouts. Now, for real, does it sell all the way out in the arena? Couldn't tell you. Don't look at numbers. If they go through certain parts of the Midwest, like Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas City, does it sell out? Yeah. So Ring of Honor came through where I just listed. Then here's what I'm going to tell you. Despite all the freaking honking outside the studio, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for Off the Rails Uncensored. Okay, now that those fuckers found their car, here's what I'm going to finish saying. If Ring of Honor was to go through the Midwest, East Coast, West Coast, hell, even Canada, you'd be surprised, folks. Some people say, well, they have smaller venues. Of course it's going to be easier to sell out. Ring of Honor is like the minor decathlon before you hit the bigs. But some people think that if they hit Ring of Honor, they've got a promising start, if you will. Guys like Delirious, guys like, and gals too, for that matter, Gabby. You know, she's in Japan. She's one of Danny Cage's proteges. What is the difference between, you know, how people train for WWE and how they train for Ring of Honor or New Japan or PWG or Evolve or CZW? Guys, wrestling is a universal language. So how they train, how they view ratings, how they view their fans, there's going to be different level, different demographics. And yeah, it's fucking boring that I'm discussing this with you now, but I'm going to bring this to your attention in the last 3 minutes of this fucking discussion. Guys like Dean Ambrose, Cedric Alexander, guys like Rich Swann, they came from a place called CZW, which is basically the East, the other stepsister, stepbrother, flat imitation of ECW, but more darker, you know, with death matches and cage of death matches. And so basically what I'm telling you is be careful what you say about certain places, because even though I may not be a big fan of CZW, took the host with the most to tell me where these guys came from and what they were about, because he basically lives, you know, in the realms of studying guys in their independent matches, like a Jake Parnell, like a Brandon Aarons. For those of you who don't know, they are involved in Dynamo Pro, not just strictly to that. They also sometimes wrestle in high-risk wrestling. So, you know, it's pretty cool to open your mind and broaden the horizons about these different groups. Now, I'm sure that some of you are wondering, why the fuck is he talking about this? He already talked about this shit. I'm mentioning it because it bears repeating. Whenever you watch pro wrestling, don't just stick to one group. And if you're not comfortable in watching other wrestling and you want to go straight back to watching WWE, Jesus Christ, man. Guys that came from ICW, you know, over in England. Now that I never figured out there's another ICW in Topeka, Kansas. Guys like Wolfgang, guys like Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. That's the reason why you should watch wrestling? No. You should watch wrestling because you want to enjoy the products you enjoy. Not you're forcing yourself to watch something you know you're going to hate. What is the difference between all of these brands? Okay, I just said it. One is mainstream. The rest, you got guys that get developed, and they pretty much, their talent speaks for itself. Like Sami Zayn, for example, or Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura, 15 years in the business. Samoa Joe, 20-plus years in the business. You look at where these guys come from. Colt Cabana, Sammy Callahan. Some of the well-known names all over wrestling. They came from somewhere, right? So whether they come from PWG, Ring of Honor, or WWE, just watch them. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay. Surprisingly, I made it on time. Holy. So now, folks, we're into the section. I'm going to talk to you about weighing your options in pro wrestling. And this is going to range from any section of discussing wrestling, not just in-ring skill, training habits, and whatever. Basically, what I'm going to tell you this section is going to start off with is when somebody gives you an option in wrestling, make sure that you weigh the pros and cons. Don't just on impulse go, this is what I would like to do, so I'm not going to think of the consequences that are going to ensue afterwards. make sure that it fits. Because if it don't, what I'm talking about is, first off, let's discuss, you know, training at a wrestling school. Make sure that some bitch's name is credible. Women, too. If that person is charging you $40 to train, and he ain't a credible name, my first reaction would be, okay, I'm getting what I'm training for. And sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, you can be on the bad end of the stick because said person will promise you the sun, moon, and the stars, and then you find out later that they're not what they said they are. I'm speaking from personal experience. Now, I don't want to ruin anybody who's, you know, wanting to become a pro wrestler. It's your dream, not mine. And another thing, listen to whomever gives out advice who has been in the, around very long, but also make sure that their advice isn't going to deter you. So think positive, because that's the best way to go about pro wrestling, is thinking positively versus thinking, well, if they don't do it my way, I'm not going to go and do it. Also, if you get roped into a booking, make sure you bring gimmick. Always bring gimmick, backup gimmick, and gimmick after that, because that's part of, you know, being prepared. So that's kind of the basic gist of getting your feet wet in pro wrestling. Now, what I'm referring to is options in pro wrestling. Weighing your options in wrestling. What do I mean by that? Listen to your trainers. If you go to an outside booking that basically sucks ass and doesn't, you know, isn't worth your time, and I'm not just talking about going to bookings, I'm talking about if you feel something ain't right, trust your gut instinct, because majority of the time that gut instinct is always right. Now, I've learned this the hard way. As I said, I'm not trying to make this about me, trying to shed some light on certain things. Now, if you're given the option to train at a place and you've been training but you feel like you're getting nowhere, don't quit. Because you might regret it later. Sometimes it takes years for this dream to come true, but if you're not good on waiting, then here's an option. Listen to whatever an experienced trainer or coach has to tell you. They've been through the ringer. They can tell you horror stories worse than mine. Mine is like not even close compared to other guys, okay, and other gals that have been through this business. People who slept in their cars, JP, more than him. There's more than one person that's notable that slept in their car, slept on the equipment just so they could wrestle. Okay? So you have options. Don't just narrow it down to one, because in your head you know you're not succeeding the way you planned it. Nothing ever works out in wrestling, you know, the way that you plan it in your head. Sometimes, yes, it does, and sometimes, no, it does not. I thought, you know, this is just hearsay, that I was going to be a wrestling announcer, that I was going to be announcing on Raw or SmackDown Live. This was back in 2011. But, you know, I was lazy. And I, you know, I still was searching that one option of the easy way out instead of working my way up to the top. So then, you know, 2015 came around. I found somebody, or found people, that seemed good at first, but just like Pebbles from TLC, you know, they're not willing to take responsibility for what they did. I finally admit, you know, in some regards, that I was wrong on some aspects. of coming in there with the nonchalant attitude and the ego. Should have checked it at the fucking door. However, you know, when I got fired, the options that I had in wrestling, you know, as a manager, it becomes very limited. You get fired, word gets out, whatever. I vented about it. I don't regret any bit of it at all. And see, that's one of the options you have. You have the option of podcasting it or saying it directly to the individual's face. I'll tell you right now, in this day and age, people don't do it anymore. They'd rather hide behind fucking Facebook or Twitter and not even give you the pleasure of stating your opinion. Again, that's, you know, just personal insight. Not, this is what it is, this is etched in stone, this is how wrestling is. Now, that's one area of wrestling. Then the other is the drama side of wrestling. You can either choose to dive into the pool, or you can, with no water, that is, or you can listen to what others have to say. Not your peers, your trainer. In some instances, some trainers are full of shit. Not all of them know what they're talking about or have, you know, trained properly. So, again, this goes back to the saying, make sure all pro wrestling trainers and coaches have credible names and credible backgrounds. Okay? If they don't, I say this because you should invest the time that you have looking for a wrestling school, saving up your money. Just save up that money because it's worth it. And I know that I went off tangent here, but here's what I'm going to tell you. If you want to steer clear of drama in pro wrestling, it's simple. Just don't. Just stick to your guns. If you know somebody is involved in the drama, just stay clear from it. There's nothing more satisfying than going through that locker room and then they look at you and they say something about you. Let it roll off your shoulders. It's easier said than fucking done, because I've been attached to said drama. That's just, I have a choice. Again, not about me. It's about weighing your options in the wrestling business. Oh, yes, and I'm going to talk to you all about thinking about if you invested so much time and so much effort into wrestling and you know that you're going places, take a step back and look in the mirror and say, I'm a badass. I don't, you know, I can do this. This isn't a friendship business. This is a business business. If that doesn't help you, then go see a shrink. I don't, it's just friendly pointers, you know, like stuff that I learned from other people that I'm relaying to you all right now. Oh, and the other thing is weighing your options. Would you rather get more exposure in wrestling or just be a hermit your entire life? Don't be afraid to go on podcasts. I mean, come on. Don't be afraid to go on TV shows. If you're getting exposure for your career as a wrestler, take it. Oh, and another thing, the flip side of the coin. If you're already established in a company, you know, you get comfortable, whatever. One of my biggest things that I've noticed is that people get comfortable and they become quite unnerving and act like a spoiled child and expect things to get handed to them. Like I said, I'm just observing what I've seen, okay? I'm not naming names, but I'm just telling you what I've observed. So, in other words, take advantage of getting exposure in your career. Weigh your options. Okay, is this news company really a good news company? Just do the interview, even if it's like 3 minutes long. Don't force yourself, though, to do something you don't want to. Seems to be the main theme around me. It's just common sense. Now, certain people say, oh, you're just babbling around in circles because you ran out of shit to say and you don't have any guest on your show. Well, let me inform you something, sir. At least I have the courage to babble like an incessant fool and have the courage to admit to babbling like an incessant fool. So that's another thing in wrestling. A lot of guys, it's like high school. Some people like attracting heat. Certain guys enjoy making a mockery out of others. And they, you know, they take pleasure in it. That's fine. But you got options. You can either take the exposure that's given to you, or you can expose your career even further. There's good ways and bad ways to do it. You can either expose it in a good way where you're promoting your product, you know, like t-shirt, mask, or whatever it is that you sell, wristbands, headbands. This is like stuff you guys already know, but the irritating thing is some people are fucking lazy. They just sit in their own comfortable little, you know, chairs. They don't want to get off their ass and promote, or they don't want to get off their ass and make new t-shirts or whatever. And how you sell stuff, guys, it's not about, speaking from experience of also being a friend's merchandiser for Kurt Gannon's t-shirts, by the way, it's not about being just, you know, going to another job and selling another shirt. Fuck that noise. You should enjoy selling someone a shirt, not out of desperation, we really need this for gas in our car kind of thing. It's more along the lines of, I like flying from New York to the Midwest, you know, like some places like Iowa, for example, or Illinois. And some say, well, why would you waste your airplane ticket on that shit? I'll tell you why. It's because I love pro wrestling. Y'all should remember this. You have options. You can sell merchandise. You can be a ring announcer. You can be a blogger. Some people write so beautifully on blogs. Okay? And yeah, I know blogs are kind of a thing of the past now. That evolved into podcasting, and everyone and their mother has one. So what are your options if you get hurt in pro wrestling? I'm going to continue that on, the discussion on from yesterday. What are your options if you get hurt? Are you going to go back to school? Are you going to quit wrestling for the rest of your natural born life? Are you going to get married, make a family? I don't know. That's up to you guys. But here's the beauty part of this. Most of you are saying, well, I've been in wrestling training for 2 years and I haven't gotten anywhere. I've been in wrestling training for 4 years and I'm still paying my dues. Don't give a fuck. Please don't be one of those people that has to have self-reassurance. Because that gets on my fucking nerves. Not trying to be an ass, but if you're one of those people that does something for charity and it's, you know, a good, you know, PR thing, great. Don't blow up my news feed telling me, oh, I do charity, does that make me a bad person? You're not getting it. I'm telling you, if you decide to do that, man, that's up to you. Just charity should be done so anonymously, because are you trying to gain brownie points with somebody? Alright, consider yourself blocked. I'm tired of fuckers that do this shit. Basically, I'm going to pull back in. for people that decide that pro wrestling is not number one priority, it could be a variety of things. One, it's a side hobby, so that's one of their options. Two, they don't care as much as the people who actually want a hand in this business or a foot in the fucking door. Three, this is just from personal experience. Whenever you watch pro wrestling, you think, man, I wish I was like a Sami Zayn, or man, I wish I was like a Shinsuke Nakamura. Stop wishing and start doing. Because the only thing that bothers me more is when people that sit there and procrastinate and say, I don't have any options, I'm just going to screw around and just criticize it because I can't be a part of it. Criticizing, yeah, that's the easy part. I'm 100% behind you this time. Ladies and gentlemen, the person I'm referring to, his name is Kevin, and he lives... Oh, you don't want me to say where you live? Okay, well, he lives in California. And he's saying, sometimes it's all in the head, you know, whether or not we want to continue training or continue doing anything. Yeah, that's right. It's 100% mental. Whether you can complete the task or not, that's all up to you. I'm just saying, you know, y'all have options. You quit something, you're going to regret it. Even thinking about quitting is a defeatist attitude. And it bugs the shit out of me. Why should you quit something? You know you worked your ass off for more than 12 plus years. Got options, man. Then there's the guys that got most of the talent because they train. But here's the fun part. Because, you know, you train, you work hard. Doesn't mean things will come to you in an instant. It'll come to you quicker, that's for sure, because guys will take notice. Promoters will take notice of where you came from. Oh, this guy, he came from Monster Factory. Let's see what he can do. Oh, she came from NWL TPC. Let's see what she can do. Once you start noticing how your connections have paid off, if you will, then you'll start moving forward. And if you don't use your connections, which is an option in wrestling, you can use your connections in a good way and a bad way. Some people say that those who use connections are the workers who are least liked in the locker room. And I'm going to tell you right here, right now, as long as you do your job in wrestling, don't pay anybody any attention. Some fans don't like Enzo Amore. Some fans do like Enzo Amore. I'm using this as an example. The option for Enzo, pay attention to all the doubters and haters in that locker room and just give it a fucking quit and get up and pack his shit and just leave. Did he do that? No. Because he weighed his options. He didn't listen to B-Train, trust me. I'm going to tell you that right now. He listened to his instinct saying, I got a paycheck. That's not the only reason I'm doing this. I'm doing this because there are kids that really like what I do. They're inspired by me. So therefore, you know, if guys don't like me in the long run, I've got a lot to prove. I'm not saying go rogue all the time. What I am telling you is if you're a guy or gal that's not well liked in the locker room, just tread carefully. I should have. And again, that's personal insight and opinion. So you have options. Just remember, when you're going to quit pro wrestling, I know it wears and tears on your body because you have the option of saying, okay, is it worth it? My knees are shot to shit. Is it worth it if my back is fucking killing me? Is it worth it if my hip is giving me problem? See, that's a completely different aspect of pro wrestling than drama or wrestling school. So you start from the beginning. Let's start from the beginning, shall we? I talked to you all about weighing your options for a wrestling school. And that, you know, look up the wrestling school. Look at the options you have. Even if you don't live anywhere near Monster Factory, take into consideration where you'll go. If you put in the work, you will get to from point A all the way to point Z. And always have a backup option if Danny's school does not work out for you. So, by the way, I didn't advertise, so I'm going to do it right now. MonsterFactory.org. Check out the school, the virtual tour on the website. That's MonsterFactory.org. Do you have any room for any other advertisement? Yep. You bet your ass you do. For those of you wanting to subscribe to the Monster Factory Network, it is $7.99 a month. I don't know if Danny's still doing the promotionals, but please message him via text message or call him for more information on his super camp coming up October 13th and the 14th. For those of you wishing to subscribe to WWE Network, you can do so a month for free. Get a preloaded card for $29.97 at your local GameStops. Your local Best Buys, Dollar General, 7-Eleven. And that does it for the advertisements, because I'm going to continue on this discussion of weighing your options in pro wrestling. There's neither you do this now or you do this later. Speaking a little bit of experience, do what the promoter asks, and there shouldn't be an issue. Go against what the promoter asks, and you better hope that you pull shit off. Either that, the best advice given though in this instance, do what is asked of you. Same goes, you know, in a wrestling school. If Danny or Brutal Bob or Punisher Martinez, Coach Martinez asked you to do something, do it. Even if you suck at it, it's worth knowing that you tried and did it versus you watching on the sidelines and critiquing other people on how to do shit. And some of you may say, that's what I'm doing. No, guys, I have been through, let's see here, seminars, wrestling schools. I worked as a student and also tried to become a wrestler. This was back in 2009 to 2011. I was what you call, some people may laugh, I was what you call a wild child. It may make some of you laugh, but it's true, okay? My options were either go to school or just be a consistent lazy ass, wandering traveler. Then when pro wrestling came back in my life in 2015, boy, I opened Pandora's box. Okay? But then I fucking closed it because you know why? For some odd reason, I fall victim to believing that people are actually, going to help me. But then again, that's personal perception. So again, be able to tell the difference between a jackass and an actual trainer. Be able to tell the difference between someone who is well known amongst the wrestling community. And that doesn't mean just trainer. I'm talking if someone comes up to you and says, I've been in this business for so long, yeah, people got Google on their phone. I said seminars, I didn't say wrestler. And manager is what I am, so anyhow, if you're going to train, not just train, but go to a school and also think of the financial stability, make sure you have a job that works with you, because wrestling is a bitch when it comes to finding out that most of your bookings are either Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday, maybe even sometimes Wednesdays. Also, remember to you along the way. Don't give them a guilt trip. Just say, hey, man, if they ever get out of line with you, just say, hey, man, remember when I helped you out with this? But don't throw it in their face if they're down on their luck. What does this have anything to do with options? Guys, remember, wrestling is not a career that lasts you forever, but it is something that we all love. I think Taz said it best. We all think, you know, when we're in wrestling, we're hot shit, and we're all in our bubble. And when we get outside that bubble, it's the weirdest feeling ever when someone doesn't recognize who you are. So just pay attention. Read everything that you can get your hands on. Don't believe, you know, everything you hear in first glance, or, you know, first year. So make sure that when you're weighing your options, go to a school, train hard, and you go, you find, you know, the nearest school, whatever. Think to yourself, what am I getting myself into? How am I going to succeed in this business? How am I going to serve this business that helped serve me? I swear, Brutal Bob is wearing off on me advice-wise, and I fucking love it. I keep learning shit from him every day, folks, not just him, but other vets that are on my social media news feed, and I love absorbing it, because you learn something that you never would have learned the day before. So weigh your options. Make sure that wrestling's right for you. If it ain't, well, you know, just pick up something that you love. God, it feels weird being nice. Anyways, I will see some of you in September. How you doing? New Breed Wrestling, Kurt Gannon. And he'll be facing a familiar foe in a tag team match. So catch you all on the flip side, bitches. I'm enjoying the rest of my Los Angeles day. How's it going? And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it.